Welcome to AP Psych!
Hey everybody, so in this episode we're going to be talking about some pretty big topics and we're going to be talking about some very serious disorders. If you need help for yourself or for someone else, there is a hotline number that you can call and reach out to a trusted adult. Or you can reach out to a trusted adult here at school or in your life. You also have the United Mental Health Team here at our school, where there is a whole lot of people who can help you and who are professionally trained to do that. If you do want the hotline number, it is 1-800-273-TALK. That is, can you repeat that, Ms. Snyder?
1-800-273-TALK. And TALK would be 8255.
Okay, awesome. Okay, and we are talking about dissociative disorders. Now, these are very complex, very difficult to diagnose, and they are common to misdiagnose, but now we have, or they used to be at least, but now we have a better criteria. With dissociative disorders, it can involve disruption or separation of memory, consciousness, identity, motor control, behavior, emotion, and perception. Now, dissociative disorders includes 5 different disorders, but we're just going to take a look at 3. So what are those, Ms. Snyder?
Well, those 3 are dissociative identity disorder. This is frequently shortened to DID, dissociative amnesia, and depersonalization disorder.
Awesome.
The common factor for all 5 of these, but particularly the 3 we're going to study, is trauma from earlier in life. Could be that disassociation is, disassociation is a form of coping with that trauma, trying to separate or disrupt that trauma from affecting you.
So we're going to start with DID, or dissociative identity disorder. No wonder we say DID, because that was a tongue twister. Formerly, we saw it as multiple personality disorder or split personality disorder, but the name has changed because there was a sense of misunderstanding of what this disorder really involves. So what this disorder does involve is everyone typically experiencing changes in personality, but all variations comprise their overall personality, and people with DID have an incomplete overall personality because variations have become disconnected from one another.
So when we talked about our personality, we said things like they could change in specific situations. That doesn't mean that you have DID.
Mm-hmm.
These are personalities that are completely disconnected, right? Do not relate to the same person.
Right. So is it somebody who experiences dissociative identity disorder, if they change their, if they move from one identity to another, they don't know who the other identity is, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. There's a Criminal Minds episode about that. I think there's like a whole movie. I don't remember.
There is a whole movie.
The problem with some of that, though, is that they go with like the person who has dissociative identity disorder is always like the bad guy. So it's kind of like not usually the case in real life.
No.
But
The Parkland shooter is filing to claim not guilty by reason of insanity because of having DID and having a different personality.
Interesting. So he probably watched a lot of Hollywood movies to get himself there.
Probably did. It only took him 5 years to come up with the idea. So there are 2 symptoms of DID. The first is a disruption of identity where the person experiences at least 2 distinct personality states. These are significant enough to alter mood, behavior, consciousness, memory. That's what we were talking about with the not knowing necessarily what happens when the other personality is there. Cognition, motor function, or perception. So the other symptom is gaps in memories of typical events, personal information, traumatic events that are more significant than typical forgetting. Mm-hmm.
So these symptoms are simple, but DID can be a very dysfunctional situation. We regularly may not remember, or somebody with DID regularly may not remember what happens. They may feel things are taking place outside of their control. And in some cases, they can become an observer in their own existence. So there's a lot of kind of behind the scenes here of, you know, things that we don't really think about when it comes to DID. It's a lot. There's a lot that goes on underneath the surface.
Right. Dissociative amnesia. This is similar to DID. It involves memory loss of personal information, events, and periods of time. But it's more than just an episode of forgetting. The memory loss is significant and lasting. People may not know that they have memory loss until directly confronted. So think of confronted as like, hey, do you remember when we saw that movie last Wednesday? Not like, hey, I'm going to beat you up because of what you said to me last Wednesday. Like, confronted does not always need to be like a
so negative
a threat, but until like they are asked about a specific memory and realize they don't have it.
So with depersonalization disorder, a depersonalization episode is a feeling of detachment from your own mind, self, and body. And sometimes it's like watching oneself from a third person point of view. Derealization episodes are feelings of unreality, detachment, but from the world around you. So sometimes it is reported that things happen around oneself, that they are not real or they are different in reality from the way they are perceiving them. That would be really scary.
That I was just either as one of you those. Were saying that I was like that. Right. I don't like that at all.
No. There is some reading. Ms. Snyder is dancing because it's the mystery of Agatha Christie.
I love Agatha Christie. She is fantastic in this reading. Is just to help you understand a different, like, it's called the fugue state. Or a dissociative fugue, and you can read about it through the mystery of Agatha Christie.
You should also check out her other works, because she's a very accomplished writer.
And some of them are very short and like nice to get through, so if you're thinking about getting into reading.
Spring break, what else are you going to do? Hey! So explaining dissociative disorders, the psychodynamic point of view is they form a defense mechanism. They can form a defense mechanism. From a biological point of view, it's a shrinkage in areas that aid memory and detection of threat. And there is heightened activity in areas associated with control and inhibition of traumatic memories. And then behaviorism, with behaviorism and reinforcement, there's a dissociation, decreases traumatic experiences. Therefore, reinforcing disassociative behavior. I don't know why that was like a... That was a lot. That was a sound. I apologize. It was just like... There was a lot going on.
All right. So DID is very controversial. There's this disparity between diagnoses of DID in different regions and cultures. It's actually specific to Western cultures. So more than 80% of cases are concentrated here. We do not see that being the case with many of our other disorders, if any of them, such a significant amount being in only Western cultures. There are also inconsistencies in diagnoses, though. So there are questions about validity and questions about the prevalence of DID. It peaked in the early 21st century and is steadily declining. So as we've mentioned, three times now, four times, psychology is still evolving. We're still trying to figure it out. We're already on DSM-5, mm-hmm. and so we'll look for the release of DSM-6 to see
it's
if there's
out soon.
Yeah, really.
And it's like I think year or two because it comes out every 10 years.
Coming to a theater near you?
Oh, I think that would be a very boring movie.
I think it would be.
But yeah, it's the reeval is kind of coming up.
Well, there you go. So we'll have to keep an eye on that.
I certainly will be.
See,
I just lied to all of you.
It makes you feel better. She lied straight to my face, staring me in the eyes for that lie.
I could look at you the whole time. I don't look away.
Yes, she did break pretty quickly.
Anyway.
But yes, that is, we'll see if that changes in the next one.
Yes. So maybe you should keep an eye out for it. I don't know.
I
whatever your future plans are. It might be something. No, it might be something that you need to know in like future occupations. No? If you want to be a psychologist.
Yeah, yeah.
Not you specifically.
I thought you were saying me specifically. That's
no, our
like.
Students who are going beyond the world outside of high school. Nah. Their futures are unknown.
No way. They're staying here.
Forever.
You're forever.
Stuck. Anyway.
Anyway.
See ya.
On that note.
Happy studying!